This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abam. We're continuing in Maseches Ksubos, Daf HaShavua, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. We begin on the last line, Mem Ches Amud Aleph. La'olam, forever, always, he bershus ha'av. A girl is always in her father's domain. Most fathers would like to stop the Mishnah right here. La'olam, he bershus ha'av. A daughter is always in her father's bershus. Sorry about the next line. Ad shetikanes lershus habal. Until she enters the domain of the husband. Then you gotta let go a little bit. Lenesuin for nesuin, meaning for chuppah. So that's a strong statement. Always, la'olam. You know, what is that coming to teach? Just say a girl is in her father's rishus until she enters nesuin in her husband's rishus. Why add the word la'olam? Says the Mishnah, Masar ha'av l'shulchei habal. If the father delivers her to the agents of the husband, harehi b'rishus habal, she's already in the husband's domain. Halach ha'av im shulchei habal. However, if he escorts and walks along and accompanies the agents of the husband, or the agents of the father accompany the agents of the husband, harehi b'rishus ha'av. He's still hanging on. She's still in the domain of the father. Masru shulchei av l'shulchei bal. If the agents of the father give her over to the agents of the husband, harehi b'rishus habal. Then she's in the rishus of the husband. So the Gemara wants to know, my la'olam. What does it mean, forever? What is that coming to exclude? She's forever in the rishus of the father until she enters the rishus of the husband for chuppah. Says the Gemara, la'afuke mi mishna rishayna. This excludes the original Mishnah. That means the first Mishnah. Meaning, Rashi says, Perek Afalpi. In Perek Afalpi, even though we learned in Perek Afalpi, which is later up on Daf Nun Zayin, even though we learned that otherwise, the Tanan Higia Zman V'Lay Nisay Oichlos Mishalev Achas B'Tshuma. The Mishnah there says, in the original thought, we know that when a man tells a woman, okay, let's get married, we give her 12 months to prepare herself for the Nisuin. What happens if that 12 months comes and he doesn't marry her? Let's say the Chasan is Ma'akev or an Oinus happens. So she could start eating from his possession, from his property. And if he's a Kohen, she could already eat Truma. If he's a Kohen, she could already eat Truma. Kamash Malan, no. Our Mishnah is saying she's always in the Rishus of the father until she enters the Chuppah. Even though there was a thought to say, and we even say it later on in a Mishnah, that once the time comes to get married, she leaves the father's domain and she enters the husband's domain. Our Mishnah says, no, la'olam, she's always in the husband, in the father's domain until Chuppah. Okay.
Maybe the father doesn't want to feed her anymore. He says, yeah, get out of the house. I guess you can't eat dip.
The answer is, he could do that. He's not obligated to feed his adult daughter. He was always able to do that.
But is this a kid, if it's a boget, is the boget still also considered to be part of it in his reshut, the father's reshut?
Whatever rights a father has in his daughter, those rights apply until she's nichnas l'chuppah. Whether it's her mitziyos, whether it's her masa yodeha. Now, on Daf Mem Zayin Mavez, we learned the father feeds her tachas masa yodeha. I'm sorry, no, the husband feeds her tachas masida. The father is not obligated to... we give her the metziah just to get the father to feed her, but he's not obligated to feed her. That's a top Rashi on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay. Masar ha'av l'shluchei habal, harei hi b'rshus habal. Once the father gives her over to the agents of the husband, she's in the husband's rishus. So the question is, what does that mean, she's in the husband's rishus? For what is she in the husband's rishus? Amar Rav, Rav said, Mesirasa l'chal, she's given over for everything. Chutz mitruma. If the father gives her over to the agents of the husband, she's given over for everything except for eating truma. Regarding eating truma, she cannot eat truma until she's nechnas l'chapa. Rav Asi Amar, afla truma. Rav Asi says, even for truma, she could eat truma. Now, let's understand this. The Rav says the reason why you can't eat truma, really, midairaisa narusa to a kohen is allowed to eat truma. Rav is of the opinion you're not allowed to eat truma, midrabanan, because maybe he'll find that she was a balas mum, and in that case, the kedushin was retroactively no good. So therefore, according to Rav, even if she's given over to the shulchei habal, she can't eat truma, lest he find a mum in her. Rav Asi says that's not the reason why she can't eat truma. The reason why Narusa can't eat truma is because we're afraid she might bring the truma home to her siblings. But once you give her over to the shluchim of the Baal, that chshash is no longer present, and therefore she could eat truma. So, Rav Asi amar af le truma. Eisi Rav Huna l'Rav Asi. Rav Huna asked Rav Asi. And some say, Chia Barav asked Rav Asi, you say that you could even eat, she could eat truma once she's given over to the shulchei habal, la'olam hi b'rishus ha'av. But the Mishnah says she's always in the rishus of the father, ad shetikanes l'chupa, until she enters the chupa. Bishlama, according to Rav, what's la'olam? La'olam is teaching me that don't say like the Mishnah Rishayna that higiyaz man v'loy nisai she could eat truma. La'olam says no, she can't eat truma until she's nechnas l'chupa. So Bishlam, according to Rav, it's chutz l'truma. So Taka, she remains in the rishus of her father. But according to Rav Asi, she's given over. But what does La'olam teach me? So they asked this to Rav Asi. This is what Rav Huna asked Rav Asi, or Chia Bar Rav asked Rav Asi. Amar Lahu Rav, Rav said to them, to his student. Again, Rav said, she's given over for everything except for Chuma. Rav Asi said, even for Chuma. Rav Huna asked Rav Asi, or Chia Bar Rav asked Rav Asi, what do you mean? What about La'olam? So Rav said, well, you can't ask that question. He said this to his student, Rav Huna, or Chia. Lav aminu l'chu, didn't I tell you? Lo'y tizlu basar ibcha? Don't ask a question from a Mishnah that has two interpretations that the Mitaritz could answer and wiggle out of. How many times do I have to tell you not to ask a bad question? How many times do I have to tell you not to ask a question that from a Mishnah that could be interpreted differently? Yachal l'shnui, Rav Asi l'chu. Rav Asi could answer, of course he's always in the rishus of the... She's always in the rishus of the father. It says that if you give her over to the shluchim of the Baal, she's not in the rishus of the father. That's like chuppah. Giving her over is like she's entering chuppah. So of course she's always in the rishus of the father until she enters chuppah. But giving her over to the shluchim of the husband is like chuppah. So far we had a few opinions. Rav says she's given over for everything except for Chuma. Ravasi says even Chuma. Ushmul Amar li Yerushasa. The only thing she's given over is for inheritance. Giving her over is only effective that if she dies on the road, the husband is Yoresh the Nadunya. We say later on that a wife who's an Arusa, if she dies, you do not inherit her. Since you gave her over, the father is Meichel on the Nadunya. But for Truma and for Afaras Nadarim and for Metzia, no, she's not given over. Rish Lakish, says, look, Ksubasa. She's given over for her Ksuba. So Gemara asks, what does that mean? That's the same thing as inheriting her. Ksubasa Mahi. Di Mesa, if she does Yarisla, the husband inherits her. Hainu de Shmuel. That's the exact same thing that Shmuel said. Listen carefully. Amar Ravina. Ravina said, no, you know what Rish Lakish means? Loi mer ksuvasa me achar mana. You know what it means? That if you give her over to the Shulchei Habal, she's considered in the husband's domain for the ksuba. That normally, if somebody does Erusin and then is divorced, or the husband dies and she marries someone else, she gets a ksuba of 200. Because we assume she's a basula. But in this case, if you give her over to the Shluchei Habal, she's considered married to the extent that if she would get a ksuba from someone else, she would only get 100. Because she's already used property, shall we say. She's already someone who has had nesuin legabe ksuba. In other words, even though she's a basula,
you can look at it both ways, because of when the second husband is going to say he's getting a deal.
Yeah, the second husband is getting a good deal, but Lamaisa, he might be getting a good deal, but in terms of other people think that he's not getting a brand new, it's not out of the dealership, as they say, right? Sorry for the... Okay, so in other words, she's labeled a woman who is a Nichnasa. She's labeled a woman who's Nichnasa in terms of getting 100. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, the Armi Tavah, Mesiras Lechol Afla Chuma. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, they both say she's given up for everything, even for Chuma. By the way, whose Shita is that? That's Rav Asi. Meisve, we're going to ask a question. Holach Ha'av Im Shulchei Habal. If the father went with the agents of the husband, or the agents of the father went with the agents of the husband, or let's say there was a courtyard, she had a courtyard on the road. Basically, they're all headed to the husband's house. They're headed to make this chasana happen. So the father went with the shluchei habal, or the Shluchei Ha'av went with the Shluchei Habal, or there was a courtyard on the road, and V'nichnasi Yimaylalin, they didn't get to his residence yet, so they both entered to rest the night. Afal Pishek Subasaveis Bala, even though the property, the items for her ksuva, are already resting in her husband's house, but all they entered that in, basically, all they entered her home that night was just to rest. He is not going to touch her in her house. That would be low. They can't get to his residence in this short amount of time. So if they're entering her house, even though her ksuba, the property, is already in his house, the halacha is that if she dies, the husband does not inherit her ksuba avia yarsha. The father inherits her. However, masar ha'av l'shulchei habal, if the father gives over to the agents of the husband, So the first case was the father's going with the Shulchei Abal, or the Shulchei Abal is going with the Shulchei Abal. But Masar Av L'Shulchei Abal, if the father gave her over to the agents of the husband, Oy Shemas L'Shulchei Av L'Shulchei Abal, or the agents of the father gave her over to Shulchei Abal, or Oy Shehoysa Lo Yichatzer B'Derech, he had a residence on the road, a courtyard on the road. V'nichnasa imai, and she entered with him, l'shum nesuin. She entered into the house with him for nesuin. Afa pishik zazvei savia, even though the items for her ksuba are in her father's house. Mesa baila, if her husband, mesa, if she died, baila yarsha. Her husband inherits her. So basically, if the father's still hanging around, or they went into her house, then we don't assume anything happened, and the father inherits her. But if the father gave her over, or they went into his house, then we assume something happened, and the husband inherits her. But that's only b'amed v'amamrum liyerushasa. Aval truma ein isha oicheles b'truma ashtetikans l'chapa. But for truma, a woman will not eat truma until she enters the chuppah, even though they were sleeping in the same house. So that's that refutes everyone except for Shmuel. Shmuel was the only one who said that giving her over to the agents of the husband is only affected for Yerusha. Rav Asi said even for truma. Reish Lakish says for ksuba. Rav Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, they also say even for Truma. No, this Braisa refutes all of them. Tiyufta dekul tiyufta. This refutes all the Shitas except for Shmuel, and the giving her over is only effective legabe Yerusha. But now the Gemara has Stamakasha, Hagufa Kasha. The text of the Braisa is self-contradictory. Amrit, we said, Nichnasa imay lalin. She enters with him to lodge. Time of delalin. The only reason we don't assume anything happened is because they went to lodge. Hastama. But if there was no explicit intent, l'shem nesuin, we have to assume they did it for nesuin. Ema seifa. What does the seifa say? Nichnasima l'shem nesuin. They entered for nesuin. Hastama lalin. But if they would have entered unspecified, then it would be just to lodge. So the Braisa self-contradicts itself regarding what would the unclarified intention be. So Gemara said, no, not at all. Both the Reish and the Sefer are talking about without any specific intent, and we assume what the intent is based on where they're going. If they're going to her house, unspecified intent is they're just going to rest. If they're going to his house, unspecified intent is for chuppah. Amar Avashi, stami katani. It taught it, both the Reish and the Sefer were unspecified intent. Stam chatzar didal alin. Stam her chatzar is for lodging. Stam chatzar didei. Stam his chatzar linasuin is for chuppah. Tana, we learned in a braisa. If the father gave her over to the agents of the husband, vizin son, she's mezana, hare zuba chenek, she gets chenek. Let's review. A nara hamurasa, an arusa, who's mezana, gets skila. An eisha sish that's mezana, gets chenek. What about a woman who was a nara hamurasa, but we did not have chuppah, but was given over to the husband? So now we concluded, like Shmuel, that she's only considered Nesua Legabe Yerusha. So if that's the case, this woman who is given over to the Shulchei Habal, if she's Mazana, she should get Skila, like an Ara Hamurasa. No. If the father gave her over to the Shulchei Habal, she gets Chenek. From where do we learn this? Rav Ami Bar Chama Amar Kra Liznoi Space Aviha. A Nara Hamurasa gets Skila because she's Mezana in her father's house. But once the father gives her over, she's no longer in her father's house. So she gets chenek, even though she's not really an eishes ish. Pratlam shemasar ha'av l'shuchi habal. That excludes if the father gave her over to the agents of the husband. Aye, but she's not a nara hamurasa. I'm sorry. Aye, but she's not. Aye, she is a nara hamurasa because she's not nechnasa l'chuppah yet. Yeah, but you only get skila if it's beis avia. Once you're given over to the shulchei habal, it's not beis avia anymore. Says the Gemara, how do you know it's talking? How do you know the pasuk liznais beis avia is excluding if you give her over to the father's to the husband's shluchim? Maybe it's excluding if you give her over to chuppah before bia, then she gets chenek. But if you just give her over to the shluchei habal without chuppah, maybe then she gets skila. Maybe it's excluding where she entered chuppah and she didn't have bia. But if she just nechnasa le shluchei habal, maybe that is beis avia. Says Gemara, no, it's obvious that if she's nechnasa le chuppah without bia, she does not get skila. Amar Rava, Amar li Ami. Rava said, Ami told me, chuppah behed yuksiva. Chuppah is stated explicitly. How so? It says, kiyya nara besula, if a nara, who's a virgin, mu'urasa is mu'uraslish. So we darshan, nara v'loi bagyaras, nara nara bagyaras, besula v'loi ba'ula, ma'irasa v'loi nesua. She is an arusa, not nesua. Now, what does that mean, not a nesua? My nesua. If it's actually excluding a woman who went to the chuppah, we already know that woman doesn't get skila because she's a ba'ula. Hainu basula v'lay ba'ula. It must be the arusa is excluding nichnasa l'chuppah v'lay nivalav elalav shenichnasa l'chuppah v'lay nivala. So nichnasa l'chuppah v'lay nivala we already know does not get skila. So what does liznoi space avia come to exclude? Prat l'shamasar ha'av l'shulchei habal. Okay, Rabbi Yisai? Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night. Okay, thank you for coming. Good to see everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov, kol tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.